send out to people with your music?
Yeah, absolutely. So most of us are classically trained musicians. So we went to the University of Toronto for music degrees, but we really all became friends at this live music venue in downtown Toronto where they played kind of everything but classical music. And we're like, wow, this looks really fun. Wouldn't it be really cool if we maybe did something like this as well? What if we like tore down all these kind of boundaries that classical music has and all this kind of maybe elitism and gatekeeping and just had some fun with each other? And we all happened to be queer. So they're like, what if we played music that was kind of spoke to the queer community or was by the queer community? So we were like, let's busk and kind of just see what happens. But the whole purpose was just to create like fun, open space for people to enjoy music and have a good time.
Nice. And have most of your shows been kind of busk or outdoor format? And how do you feel like that is compared to like performing in a venue?
Yeah, I feel like we always enjoy playing outside, and that's often what we tend to do, even if we've stopped busking and we get hired for outdoor events. It just always feels like, I feel like it's a little bit, because it's outside, I feel like, again, it contributes to that breaking of the fourth wall and letting us kind of interact with the audiences. We have played indoor things, like we've been hired to play weddings or like graduation galas. And of course, those are inside events. But being outside, I feel like is just, usually the weather's good. Like there's just so many things that contribute to like it being, I don't know, just like less separation between us and the audience. Mm-hmm.
So how many of you are there in the band?
There's six of us.
Okay, so we talk about this a lot on the show. It is very difficult for a band of six to have the right schedules, get on the road, and make a living doing this. How are you guys managing? Because I know it's really hard.
It is really hard. I think what has been a big saving grace was that we started off just as the pandemic was ending, so our schedules were a little bit more empty, right?
Yes.
To begin with. Obviously, things have gotten a lot busier. I think the other part is, too, that we all really believe in this project. So I think this project would have been able to take off if not everybody was as committed as they were from kind of the very beginning. And then from like a very logistical point, we've just had to embrace subs. Like there's us core six members that we like started the band, but every once in a while, like I had a family wedding, so I had to take a weekend off and I had a sub. And this way the band is still winning. It's still getting out there. We're all still getting to do our thing, but I wasn't able to be there or somebody else, and we've embraced subs. That's how we've done it.
You know what? Greg Tilson is in a local band that does exactly that, and they're performing at Skeleton Park too, the Gertrudes. Yeah, they're very much like, well, someone's not here, but we'll make it work. And that's how it's done. I've seen that, and we're very excited. Now, you do a lot of covers that people mm-hmm. may take a second to recognize. When you're out there meeting new people, do they give you new ideas?
Yes. Yes and no. It depends. Like sometimes I think,
I guess good ideas. Good ideas is what I was going
yes.
to say. we could be blunt here. Yeah. Do you get any good ideas?
Yeah. I remember we were busking one time, I think it was our first summer, and this little kid came up and he was like, can you do a Watermelon Sugar? And we're like, oh my gosh, how come we don't have any Harry Styles?
And
like,
Harry so much.
Yeah, so Watermelon Sugar didn't work because it just didn't work for our brass band like configuration, but we now do have Harry Styles in our repertoire, so it was a very good recommendation.
All right, so don't tell us obviously what song that is, so people have to come see you at Skeleton Park. So let's
exactly.
just go through some of the details of how people can meet you, because they can actually come and meet you but then also see you perform, so maybe we can break some of that down this weekend.
Yes, so we are playing on a Saturday at 6:30, I think, right in front of the main stage. And then we are doing the porch concert. So I think that's in the morning. I think we'll be like marching everybody from one porch to the next. So that's going to be cute and fun. And then our last thing will be at 2:00, and it's going to be our panel with Tiny Horse as well. So that's going to be an open panel discussion. We're going to chat. There's going to be Q&A kind of in the middle and maybe at the end. So, and we'll be just around the festival the whole time. So if you recognize us, like, please come say hi.
And I'm guessing you're pretty recognizable with your
trombones.
Toting around your instruments.
Exactly.
Yeah. And is there a cost to any of this?
I don't think so.
There is not. No,
there's
not.
No. I was like, I think SPAF is open.
It's totally free.
It's all free. So Skeleton Park for your main events. Your panel is at Next Church, which is literally 3-minute walk away from the park, indoors, in case people want to cool down, hear some good conversation. And the conversation is a sort of companion piece to an article that you wrote for the Skeleton Press. Did you want to talk a little bit about that before we pop on one of your songs?
Yeah, absolutely. So we wrote a little article, and this issue's theme was like neighborhoods and music and that sort of vibe, which goes really well with us as we are a busking band. So we just kind of talked about our trajectory and how we bussed in the city of Toronto and where we were welcomed and where we were not welcomed, and how that kind of like gave us confidence in what we were able to do. And we're able to just like balancing the positive with the negative and understanding where we do belong and we should take up space, and where we're like, maybe we actually don't need to be in this space right now. It belongs to somebody else. So that's kind of what our article was about. And we are openly queer band, and how all of that played into whether we felt welcomed or not in the different neighborhoods that we played out through Toronto.
Amazing. Well, we're so looking forward to listening to you play, hearing the band talk, following you around the neighborhood as you wake us all up on Sunday. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. This is so exciting.
It is. And so we're excited because we're going to play one of your songs. I believe some people have heard of it. It's called I Kissed a Girl. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's so good. And check out Trash Panda Brass on any of the platforms, listeners, because there's a selection of songs. We did play Lil Nas X, Montero. We played that one earlier in the show. But yeah, we're gonna go back to some prime Katy Perry. Can we just say that? We'll just leave it at that. we're not gonna talk about Katy Perry today. Love this song. Love this era. So yeah, thank you so much for calling. We will see you on Sunday. We'll both be there, and we're looking forward. So Trash Panda Brass, everybody, don't miss it. Thanks for calling us.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Lay my
good summer song, obviously. It's called Sunburn. But they're going to be playing Skellige Park Arts Festival. We keep saying it. It's kind of like a big deal here.
Yeah, it's like very much the it is now summer.
Yeah, and it's so CFRC coded. It couldn't be more CFRC coded. We will be there. We'll have a booth. Come by. Join our cult. And we'll just bring it into the fold. I feel like it's a lot of our young people who maybe are listening to us and are like, I like what I'm hearing, or I hate what I'm hearing and I want to change it. Both of those things are good.
Yeah.
Come see us and we'll get you hooked up. All right. I'm going to be there on Sunday in the afternoon because I'm so busy on Saturday, all over the downtown, really. Like, it's a 4-block situation I'm talking about, but it's going to be amazing. Who are you most excited to see?
I mean, Cadence Weapon's obviously going to be super fun.
Never seen Cadence Weapon. Yeah. Never seen Cadence Weapon. So, yeah, that's going to be good.
But we were talking about after Trash Panda was on, like, how much brass is such a big part of Skellige Park. And I think, like, it just, like, that music brings up the energy so much. Like, you know, they've had Lemon Bucket Orchestra and bands like that. But, you know, if you want your dose of adorableness.
Yes.
There is the Cantabile Children's Choir on Sunday.
Okay, so we know about this because it's the Gertrude's album. They did work with them on some of the tracks. We talked to them at Kingston Canadian Film Festival on the red carpet about this. And first of all, I have a really hard time saying that word. Cantabile?
Cantabile.
Anyway, there it is. yes, they're actually going to be with the band at Skellige Park Arts Fest. Because bringing them in to record an album is one thing, but getting the kids all there for this. I'm so excited. And I think there'll be a lot of people in the audience for this one.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, each kid brings like 5 family members, so there's that too. But yeah, it's going to be really special. But also, I mean, I love when there's someone from the neighborhood, and Almond Milk lives it's a 2-block walk for him to just go there. He's been going there since he was a baby. He's performing, so that's really fun. I think there's a lot of, I like the Sunday actually too, like we talked about Tiny Horse, and we sleep on them in that we just take them for granted, but man, did they put on a good show.
Yeah, so. And hopefully, I mean, they've got a new album coming out a couple days after the festival.
The 25th, yeah, go on their social media. I just shared it on our story.
So probably get some sneak peeks of the new music if you go to Skellige Park.
They better. Hold them in here whenever anything's going on, and they always say yes, and I was like, I'll give them some peace for this time, because I want them to also just get some sleep and have some good times. But yeah, I caught the Spire show it's almost a month ago now, and yeah, there's so much local love there, so it'll be packed. I'm really looking forward to it. So we've been playing music all day, but we want to play some other music too. We got some other songs lined up. I've got coming up in this next set, I'm going to Japan. I think I might have said that. I'm going to Japan. And I found this guy, Hachiko. He has a ton of listeners. Sorry. I got it wrong. I already got it wrong. The album's called Hachiko. The song's called Hachiko. But his name is Fujikaz. And he's just, I like in his bio, he says he's a positive vegetarian musician.
Oh,
he needs to put that in his place. And so I'm going to see if I can follow him some food ideas. But also, it's a banger. So I love that. I'm going to play some New Ray with Mark Ronson. People are mixed on Mark Ronson. I love Amy Winehouse and I love Back to Black and a lot of the things he's produced. I think this is a cute little song. I'm going to play Suzanne. And you also got something going on in here. I love these guys.
Yeah, we got some Hallucination in honor of National Indigenous Peoples Day coming up.
All right.
Right now.
Let's go.
You know it's easy to love, easy to lose. And it never been easy.
Nope.
Let it wash in the repeat. Like I miss it when they heat seek. K-Law with the 3-point. Your man for the main event. The 10 can't knock out, feeling dangerous. Who thought I would have came to this? The bag get bouillon with a sable fish. And we do it so optimal. The 4-wheel land cruiser going out the road. The freight train, hot stakes, unstoppable. The side lead on heat, swinging out the rope to win. Better count again, I'm not done yet. $100 showing out for the upset. More light for the undead. High food for the unfed. So what you say? I know a place where the sun's ablaze. Little homie in the
fake wokers and roaches and posers and poachers. The time is over. Medicine wheel is in powerful healers. You know we going up and you're proud and excited to finally find hallucination. A pivotal place for you to put faith in. A place of amazement. This never complacent. Forever we named in. Cause you know that I'm right. Fan to the pipe. Fans in the hands in the hands in the sky. Came for the thrill and they stayed for a while and they left from the earth but they can't really die. Why would I leave? Why would I be bothered? Why would it be more than I bargained? Why would I keep falling and falling? Probably lost in hallucination. A place for great things. I bet you go there and you stay in. Hallucination. We on the great things. You can say I'm on my way in. Hallucination. Oh, hallucination. Yeah, come join us. Let's go. Bet you get there and you stay in.
Her nails are painted green. A cigarette in her mouth and she mouths, hey dear, how you been? Gray skies out the window, but she's a summer breeze. Come and set the tone, my dear, come sit down next to me, Susan. Her hair hangs like curtains. Her smile is warm like June. She blinks in slow motion, just like something in the Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes, you can't tell if she's into you. She's a winding road that I've been running on down since I was 7 years. And I wonder if that's just how you are. I whisper to the waiter, a glass of something strong. Says I'm about to finally tell you how I've been feeling all along. I said to we
are so many ways to please ya. You can pick whatever you like to do, anything that satisfies your soul. Screaming, shouting, whistle, chill, I hear just vibing, trying to spread this peacefulness with y'all. All the day just getting started, just be kind and open hearted, feel the breeze, the leg up, that's our soul.
Love and freedom to the world with his music. Yeah, I'm going to Japan. I'm going to listen to that song a lot, plus so many other things. Actually, I think I told you I'm also going to Seoul, and I think the final member of BTS is being decommissioned from the military this week. So there's a thing going on when we're there. I don't really know a lot about BTS, but I'll be there for it. Literally and figuratively, I will be there for it. So bring it. Bring it all.
Historical moments.
Oh, my God. You'll be there. Karaoke. Mm. I'm not comfortable with karaoke, but in a foreign world,
yeah.
If that's what they ask of us,
it's the least you can do.
I will do it. I will do it.
Do you have a go-to song?
No. None. I don't want to do it. DJ here, like, I don't do those things. Like, I know, but I will. Just hopefully not on film, but I would have to think about it. I would have to think about it. I mean, they say you're supposed to choose songs that are way too difficult and have some fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
That notes that you can't hit and just don't take it seriously.
Which... Laugh. You know, the more you laugh, the more you loosen up.
Okay, now wait a second.
Right?
Do you have a go-to? Because I feel like, wait a minute, that leads into something. Do you have a go-to karaoke song?
I like the, people say throwbacks and they're like 1980s. Like
2007 or like 2015 is a throwback now. But yeah, go on.
I like the, classic, Fever.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like You Give Me Fever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also like, speaking about things you can't sing, Criminal by Fiona Apple is a favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
But those aren't what I expected. I don't know what I expected. It's karaoke. Oh my God. I'm sure so many listeners have thoughts on this because I know so many people love it. Anyway, I'll come back from my adventures this summer.
Maybe, with a go-to karaoke song
and hopefully a new way of looking at things. Okay, so looks like a beautiful weekend. It is full summer. We're going to get some showers here and there, but our festivals, our street activations, all of it. Like, there's going to be another vintage market on Saturday with the promenade and the indigenous setups. There's so much going on, plus obviously Skelton Park. We talked about it so much. But next week, we're going to have that housewife show with Luella and Jessica Wallowich. Watch our social media on Indie Wake Up Call. We're going to be giving away tickets for that. We'll have the winner. Also, Sam's coming in. Who's Sam? I'll let you know after this next break. But you know what? If you weren't awake yet, I've been holding on to this set. It's going to get loud. It's going to get loud right now. I love this song. It's called Broken Rib. And
hold on to your coffee.
Just hold on to your coffee. Let's go.
breathe.
Camera down my throat, they say my stomach's nearly fried from eating cigarettes for breakfast. But if I follow 7 easy steps, I might avoid my death, the pyramid of health. Sacrificial goat, and don't forget to wear your feathers.
said it wasn't enough, so he turned me back into a bag of meat. Gave me a liquid from a nearby tree. He said, drink this sludge and you see what I mean. Pyramid of health is in everything. He turned me back into a bag of meat. In a desert on a boat, some guy's yelling in my ear about eating cactuses for breakfast. And if I follow seven easy steps, I'll see visions of my death. The pyramid of health, building on the mountain and I turned to dust. A little green worm said it wasn't enough, so he turned me back into a bag of meat. Gave me a liquor from a nearby tree. He said, drink this sludge and you'll see what I mean. The pyramid of health is in everything. So I looked up in the sky and I saw it clear. The world we live in isn't shaped like a sphere. It's the shape of a pyramid, or so I learned. By the liquid I was given by the little green worm. Stood on the mountain and I turned to dust. The little green worm said it wasn't enough.
think I'm obsessed with this band. Okay, I was so excited to play that set of music, I think, all morning long. We play a lot of good tunes. And we had great guests. A great guest. Yeah. And all of it. But I was very excited to play that band. They're called Peach Pact. They are from North Bay, Ontario. I played them a couple times on the show already, but their album just came out on June 13th, and it's called Dehydrated. Check nice. It out. Before that, a band that brings, you were talking about joy earlier, like a band that just brings joy everywhere. Viagra Boys. Pyramid of Health. There's a lot of songs we can't play because they swear, and this is a swear-free zone. So go check out more Viagra Boys, and they'll be touring in our general area, I think in the Toronto area, in September. I know a lot of people going to that show. I hate you all if I don't go, and just show me on Instagram. It's fine. Suede was before that with Disintegrate. What a good song. And we started off with Jenny Beth, Broken Rib, and once it was playing, we were looking at the profile, I'm like, oh, she was in the Savages. That explains so much, because a lot of excitement about this song in the UK. I'm like, why? Hey, I love it. But I think they're more open to things like this. But yeah, Savages were a huge thing in the UK. So love that. All right. So two more weeks and then this show is yours. What are you going to change? Let's do some housekeeping here. What are you going to do? Do it.
honestly, needs it. I'm just needs like, it. It's like as we're going and as we do the show, I'm just like adding things to my playlist here. So
okay, perfect. We got to get out of here. I just realized we're going to go out Mosquito Bar just a little bit. They're playing Skeleton Park this weekend. So yeah, that's what we're doing. And stick around. CFRC doesn't stop.